We're talking about an upcoming big event in Avoca. Avoca EMS putting on a really big show this weekend. Renee Bergeron is here from the Avoca community, and Melissa Salas is here. She is Assistant Chief for EMS and Safety Officer with Avoca Fire Department. Good to have you ladies in here.
Good morning.
I can start with you, Melissa. What was the goal for organizing and planning this big event?
Sure. So this is our third annual event, and we really, really just wanted to get something back in the community, bring people together, do some family event, and then also, you know, we're really trying to raise money this year for something that our department, we feel, is a necessity, is a new UTV vehicle. It's a, you know, a utility vehicle that we can, you know, go out in the woods and get patients out of the woods. We can, you know, put brush fires out and stuff. So this is something that, you know, the surrounding areas have, and we would like to get that purchased for our departments as well.
Have you had a vehicle like that before?
Nope, we have not.
So this would be a first time then. Yep. So that sounds like a great tool for that. But and those aren't cheap, right?
No, they're not. And it's hard to, you know, we're being a small community, it's hard to raise the money to get these types of vehicles, you know, fire trucks, ambulances. They're a lot of money. So a lot of equipment, it just costs a lot. So,
Renee, tell us about the weekend. When does it start in Avoca?
Everything is going to start this Saturday, September 27th. Everything is at the Avoca Lakeside Park, which is North 8th Street. Most of the activities start at 11 a.m. We have a bounce house for the kids, so that starts at 11. Missy, do you want to talk about?
Yeah, the bounce houses were thunder showers we're using locally for our bounce houses. Starts at 11. There'll be a obstacle course, a toddler bounce house, and then another regular size bounce house for the kids, and then. Everything as far as kids goes, also starting at 11, we have Kinchi pedal poles coming out of, I believe it's Loganville, and they're going to have ages 4 to 12, so each age group gets a first, second, third place trophy, so that's always been real popular. I know they've had it at the Muscadet Morel Fest, and so we decided to pull them in this year to do that. We also have the vendor market starting at 11 a.m. So if there's any vendors out there, then you still want to get involved. We can still take more vendors, crafts, you know, whatever you want to sell, come on in. It's free. Nothing. We're not charging. If you want to be under the tent, I believe there's a $10 fee, but I think those spots are reserved already. So, you know, vendors are more than welcome to come in. And then as well, the car show is starting at 11 o'clock. So 11 to 4 for both those events. That's free. People can bring the cars in, and we do have, I believe there's first, second, and third place, and then there's a Kids' Choice Award. So there's trophies for the car show as well. Mm. And I think you were going to talk about the water fights.
Yep, the water fights. Sign up at 11 a.m. So we're asking any local fire departments, you're all welcome to come, bring a team. The water fights will start at noon. And then after the adult water fights are done, we're going to be doing kids' water fights for fun. For the adult water fights, there will be trophies first through third place for the adults. For the kids' water fights, all participating kids will receive a prize. And then after the water fights for the kids, we're going to be doing fire truck rides for free. All the kids' activities are free. So we hope a lot of kids come, bring your parents' kids, and they can have a good time too. New this year is going to be a UTV poker run. It is open to all vehicles, so cars, motorcycles, trucks. How it's going to start is at 11 a.m. You're going to go to the participating list of bars in our area, which I will list off here shortly. Get your map at the bar. The bartender will stamp your map. And the participating bars that we have this year in Avoca is The Office and Whiskey Row Saloon. In Highland is Moe's Bootleggers and Tilly's Tavern. Muscadet, we have Sportsman's, Honkers, Wolfie's Irish Inn, and the Cowper Lounge. In Blue River is the Farmer's Daughter. In Montfort is the Hollow and Shetty's. Cobb is Thirsty Farmer. Boscobel is Pat and Greg's Poorhouse, Kim's Silver Dollar, and the Hideaway. In Fenimore, Second Shot, BD's Eagle's Nest, and the Thirsty Wrangler. In Boaz, the Lonesome Dove and Mill Creek Pub. In Spring Green, the Shed, Barren Brooks, and the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Lone Rock, the Woods, Friends, and the Filling Station. Gotham is the Bat Cave. And in Richland Center, Vitesnik's Power Sports, and TKO Barbecue. So we have a tremendous area for people to start. So you can, wherever you're closest to, go to your closest bar, pick up your card. You have until 5 p.m. to go as to hit as many bars as you can in the area to get your card stamped. And then come back to Avoca Lake by 5 p.m. Turn in your map. There is a $20 fee per person. And then you'll be able to draw your poker hand. That $20 fee also includes one free meal per person. And the meal this year is going to be a pork meal. It'll be a pork sandwich, homemade macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, baked beans, and a cookie. So that is included in your $20 fee. And then at 6:30, the poker hand winners are going to be announced. You do have to have at least 5 punches on your card to pick a poker hand. But then any additional punch you have after the 5 will result in you being able to draw an extra card for the poker hand. The grand prize is going to be $300 for the best hand. Second place is a $200 gift certificate to Vitesnik Power Sports. Third place is a basket from Richie Power Sports. And then 4th through 6th place, we'll have prizes, just not sure what they're going to be yet. And then, so that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. We hope that people come out and do the poker run. Like I said, any vehicle. And then that will stick around because we have a lot of terrific bands. Cherry Pie will start, but Missy can talk about the bands.
Well, first of all, that poker run sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, that's quite a swath, all those towns there. I mean, you'd almost have to be flooring it to get it to every single right. one of them before 5 p.m., I would think, right?
Yeah. It's one of the, we figured if you start out wherever you live, that way if you only have to hit 5, so it makes it easy for you to actually get your 5 punches and come in.
Sure.
You know, and you don't have to drive your UTV to the park. If you want to stay and hang out for the bands and listen to Cherry Pie, you can just bring your card and everything. But, you know, most people are out there driving those UTVs. But we wanted to give it a wide variety of areas to get people to, you know, come on down, and there's a lot of people out there riding them.
Oh, yes, and it does sound like fun. And you guys have made arrangements with Mother Nature. It sounds like you're going to hit a home run this weekend, Missy.
Sounding like it's about 84 degrees and sunny, so it's going to be a warm one.
It's going to be like a summer festival, isn't
it? It's going to be like a summertime festival. It'll be beautiful weather for an outdoor event. So,
how about those bands? Can you talk about them?
Yeah, so we have, starting at 11 o'clock, we have a local band, Three Souls, from 11 to 3. And then from between 3 and 4, I do believe we have a couple young individuals. They sang last year. They did a little bit of a half-hour show, a couple boys. I apologize, I didn't get their names. But I believe they're going to fill in from 3 to 4 before Meat Plow plays. They're another local, Darlington area, I believe they're out of. And then at 8 o'clock, Cherry Pie's coming. They're one of Southern Wisconsin's big bands. This will be the 3rd year we've had them, and they really put on a wonderful show. They do a family-friendly show for us because we've asked them to do that. But they play a good genre of music, so, 80s, 90s rock. Three Souls has got a little bit of everything.
70s, 80s rock.
Yep. I think they have some country and stuff on occasion. So we had Three Souls on our first annual one, and we're having them back this year. So the bands are really going to be, we have 2 stages, so we can kind of keep the music flowing all day long.
That's nice. It's all set up there, so no delay for in between music and setup and things like that.
No.
One of the big things that's new this year that we're working with Cherry Pie is there's going to be a raffle. And tickets are $1, and what you win is we're going to be, you are the winning raffle winner. You're going to win a drum set.
Oh,
yep.
Nice.
Yep. They raffle off a drum set. Everything's out on our Facebook page. Cherry Pie's even got us out on their page. So, yeah, you can win the drum set. We're adding in too. If you buy a 10-pack of tickets, it's $10. You can get your choice. You can put in for the drum set. We're also going to add a VIP section. So if they want to win a VIP to sit up on stage with the band, they certainly can do that. They can put their ticket in there. Door prizes will be available. We also have, I think we have to talk about the beanbag tournament.
Yep, the beanbag tournament. That's going to be an 11 o'clock sign up. Beanbags start flying at noon, 100% payout. Nick Metz from Avoca, he's going to be spearheading that for us. If you do have any questions, you can contact Nick directly at 608-999-1153. And along with our beanbag tournament, we're having a dart tournament. Sign up for that is going to be at 2 p.m. That also is 100% payout, and there's going to be money added to the pot. And the dart tournament starts at 3. And then also another activity for the Avoca Kids Club that's run by Dawn Doms. She's going to be having kids activities, which again are all free. That's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. And then something I like to talk about is camping is right available at the Avoca Lakeside Park. We have rustic sites. We have 50 and 20 amp sites. We have a coin operated shower. So if you want to come out and camp this weekend, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Camping sites, you book directly with the village at 532-6831. So hopefully if you come out, camp, you'll maybe like our campground and come back again.
The kids won't get bored. It sounds like there's something all day for them.
We did spread out all the kids' activities, so starting at 11, and then it goes right on through about 4 o'clock. They'll be busy. The bouncy houses are there till 5. We may not turn down. Depends on, you know, obviously the weather's going to be really wonderful, so as long as it's good and everything's going. But the bouncy houses are available, and but each activity, we wanted to make sure that the kids could participate in all the activities. You know, Kids Club is a wonderful thing. They can, Dawn brings out a lot of different activities, and like Renee said, everything is free. So really want to see those kids out there. Last year, I believe we had 30-some kids do the water fights.
Great. It'll be a nice day to do them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is a big event, not only for the community. I think that's the whole goal, is just to bring everybody together and have some fun, right?
Correct. Yep. And we do have, you know, we wouldn't be able to put this on if it wasn't for all of our sponsors. So I'm just going to run through real quickly. We have quite the list. We have Wilkinson's Auctioneer and Realty, Avoca Mercantile, the Unsicker Trucking, River Valley Logistics, KJ Cold Storage, Kyle Hemmersbach Trucking, Mini Mart, Vitesnik Power Sports, Krupp Logistics, Jones's Chevrolet, Fairfield Eggs, Royal Bank, the People's Community Bank, Community First Bank, Claire Bank, Above and Beyond Realty, Winneshek, and The Barn, which are out of Prairie du Chien, believe it or not. We've been getting some sponsors from few and far between in Wisconsin. Dawn and Drake Doms for, you know, supporting with the Cans for Kids and the Kids Club. Bobby and Judy Neshkesh out of Avoca, Luann Harris out of Avoca. We have an anonymous donor. We are going to have a magician. I forgot to mention Ryan's, the magician, is going to be there for a couple hours. And he's going to be there from 1:30 to 3:30. He'll be walking around doing some fantastic things. So we did get a donation for that. The Blue River Fire Department, they provide us all the tents, and they come and set them up, tear them down. Walsh's Ace Hardware, McGuire Trucking, Alcam Butter, Vortex, Pioneer Printing, and Dunkin' Donuts here in Richland Center.
That's a good list. Have any that you wanted to mention?
No, but I do want to talk about the EMS is having a food stand all day into the evening, I'm sure until the band's done. We're going to be serving brats and hot dogs, burgers, chips, and we also will be selling the pork meal that all the UTV riders will get included with their $20 entry fee. Pork dinners will be available also for $12. Another thing I wanted to talk about is we're going to be having some boot basket drawings. So we've got some wonderful prizes, baskets. Buy a ticket, throw it in the boot for a chance to win the prize. And another thing I wanted to talk about, River Valley Bar Buddies will be doing pickup and delivery, or if you need a ride home. The only thing is, because it is a Sauk County organization, they will come to Avoca. They will only drop you off or pick you up, though, if you're in the Lone Rock or Spring Green area. They, unfortunately, just because of their policies, they will not be able to go past Avoca. So can't get a ride if you're from Highland or Muscadet. But anything from Avoca, Lone Rock, Spring Green, they'll be willing. So we'll have their contact information up at the park. And they do suggest a $5 donation for their ride to get you home safe.
Lots of events going on. I can't imagine how many workers it takes to put this on. Do you have EMS and fire people?
Both fire and EMS. This is put on by us. And we also have some local volunteers that have, Renee donates her time, but we have other members of the community that are stepping in and also volunteering. You know, we don't ask, but they volunteer, and absolutely, we'll have anybody can come in and help. There's still time, too, if anyone, any other sponsors are out there and would like to sponsor our event, you just reach out to us. You know, we can do that, and if anybody else is wanting to come and help for a couple hours, it's more than welcome. There are spots available, but yeah, the department's, you know, pulled together, and we've been doing this. Like I said, this is our third year doing it. We had to move it down to the park last year because it did get to be a little bit bigger. So to have the space to be able to do this is really nice. And the campground being available there too is fantastic.
You talked about your goals. So you have a pretty good wide service area there. What areas does Avoca EMS and fire serve then?
Yeah, so we serve the Pulaski Township. So that is, it kind of goes almost to, it's County P, is it County P, just before Muscadet, and then we go out N, double N, so it's basically the Pulaski Township and Avoca that we serve. So.
And you do a lot of mutual aid as well.
We do mutual aid, yep, with Highland, Muscadet, you know, Lone Rock, you know, all the areas. So, you know, and that's any fire department. You know, we can do mutual aid with when we're called. I've been up as far as Portage helping out.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow. And of course, Blue River had their celebration last month. I'm guessing they help you. You mentioned with tents, and so you probably help one another out as much as you can.
Yep, we do help each other out. We're just all really one big family. So help each other out with all of our events. They had water fights and stuff to, just like we're going to do. And so you kind of bounce everything off of, make sure you don't interfere with anybody else's events.
Yeah, sure.
But we're going to, you know, at the end of the season, this is like one of the big times when a lot of the bands don't do the outside events. This is like the last weekend for all of the outside events. So, yes, Mother Nature, thank you.
Exactly. You're going to get a good day there. And, you know, a lot of things going on. I think maybe more next weekend than this weekend. So you've got a shot to maybe draw from a wide area, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hope so. I hope to see everybody there. And there's plenty of food, plenty of drinks. We've got a lot of water. Gatorade's on standby for the hot weather. You know, cold beverages for all. So.
What about that food, Renee? You mentioned the pork meal. Are there some other entrees that you can have as well?
Yep, we're going to have the burgers, brats, hot dogs, chips. I think some of the vendors, not quite sure, but I think a few vendors might be coming that'll be serving sweets.
Yes. Yeah, we have someone's coming. I don't know who it is, but they do have snow cones, popcorn. There's going to be some bake sales going on. I know my granddaughter's going to do a bake sale, so a lot of vendors selling different wide variety things, the crafts. I mean, these folks put time and into it, and they do bring out people, and, you know, the more vendors we can have, that's great.
And if you do want to sign up for a vendor spot, if you have not, Sherry Krause is the person to contact, and her number is 608-475-1576. So she can get you signed up for a vendor spot.
Lots of things to buy there as well. So bring along some cash. And
then another thing, the EMS will be selling festival t-shirts and sweatshirts. They've done that every year, and Missy's going to be picking them up today.
Yeah. Pioneer Printing, they've do a wonderful job on our sweatshirts and t-shirts, so we do have some that will be available for sale. We'll also have some little fun things for sale for at nighttime when it gets dark and we can light everybody up. So we have some of that stuff available again. Kids always love to have the little glow stick necklaces and bracelets. And then, just when you're out there in the crowd, just
having a good time.
Things around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, doing a little dancing to the band Cherry Pie, right?
Yep. Yeah. Hopefully dancing for all the three bands. I know we get different genres of crowds that come in throughout the day. I always say bring your kiddos during the day, and if you want to come back and have adult time at night, you can do that too. But kids, all three bands, kid friendly, family friendly.
And all the bands are playing on our ball field diamond. So we'll have stages set up. So it's all enclosed because we're in the ball field.
Okay. So that's an undertaking, too, where you've got to get the portable stages set up and everything.
Yep. Yeah. So actually, Scott Industries is one of the sponsors. I don't know if they were on my list, but Scott Industries does the trailers. They bring us in trailers. We set up side by side, and that puts the bands up high. So you don't even have to be real close. You can see them up above. They do a wonderful job. They come in early and park these things, and thanks to them, that's how we've been getting a nice stage for our bands. They really do appreciate it.
Your committee must have to dot all the I's and cross all the T's well in advance for
this.
It's
not easy remembering everything.
I bet.
It's getting bigger and bigger every year. So.
And you mentioned the goal of buying the UTV. Is there a date in mind that you'd like to have that?
We would love to have it within the next year. That would be great. This is obviously one of our biggest events that we put on to raise money for it, but we also do other little events here and there, food stands, things like that, that we're going to be getting that going. So this is the first big event that we're going to raise money for it, and then moving forward, it's going to be a consistent, so hopefully within the next year. This past year there have been a handful of times we could have used the machine, so
I was going to say, it's going to be able to save some lives, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good. So. Well, that's a great goal. Anything else either one of you would like to add today?
I know we've talked about a lot of things. We just hope everyone comes out Saturday. It's going to be a great day, a lot of fun. If you miss something, we do have a Facebook page. It's avocaems.com/festival. And all of our information is on the website.
I want to win a drum set or get a... chance to sing with a band, maybe, or something.
That would actually be very fun. The drum set. I don't know if you're in the need for a drum set, and I mean, there's a lot of kids out there, I'm sure, that are learning to play the drums, and.
But it's only $1 a chance.
Maybe Frankie can show them one thing or two on the drums after they win it. So who knows?
Sure. Well, as long as you have a cowbell on there, you should be good to go.
Right.
They do.
All right. Well, it sounds like lots of fun, ladies. Thanks for coming in, and good luck with your event this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for letting us come on and talk about our event.
We'll keep reading a good forecast for you, too.
All righty. Right. Hope to see everyone there.
Renee Bergeron and Melissa Salas representing Avoca Fire and EMS with their big event coming up. It kicks off at 11 o'clock this coming Saturday morning.